I'm joined by Lena Shami from the Damascus Media Office. She's an activist. Can you tell me what's happening there today, please, Lena?
As usual, today started with shelling, mortar shelling, tank shelling, and helicopter shelling at several areas in Damascus and in Damascus suburbs. Let me start telling you about Kafr Susi. Kafr Susi is considered as one of the most important areas in Damascus, the capital. Today, it was targeted with shelling. Also, there was a raid at the neighborhood. So, military and Shabiha raid the neighborhood and start looking for activists, all kind of activists, civil activists, media activists. Unfortunately, today 11 people were killed in Kafr Susi in extrajudicial executions. They are killed on the ground without. Without even a fair trial, in case they even deserve a trial. So they are being killed and executed on the ground in front of their families. This is apart from the massacre that took place yesterday in the same area, Kafr Susi, where 24 people, civilians, were also killed in on-field executions. Other areas today are also under shelling, like Al-Qadam, like in Tadamon. So many people are dying there. So we are witnessing an escalation here in the number of casualties. So many people are dying under shelling, also in extrajudicial executions. We can also talk about the situation inside the capital. So many checkpoints are placed to cut roads from each other, just to separate areas from each other, and to stop people from getting to from one area to another. So this makes it really hard for activists and even civilians to go from one place to another. We have also raids. Raids are not stopping here. We have in Qaboon, we have in Shahour. So they are raiding all these areas. Now let's talk about Damascus suburbs. In Damascus suburbs, we have horrible humanitarian situation, particularly in Daraya and in Ma'damiya. For me, I'm living in Mezze, so I can overlook, my house overlooks these areas. And all of the time, we have helicopters flying over Mezze to target Daraya and to target Ma'damiya with helicopter shelling, rocket shelling. And even the type of rockets is being worse. So day by day, the kind of weapons used against civilians is getting worse. So we can hear all the time shelling. We can see dust and smoke rising in the sky due to explosions in these areas that are under shelling. Yesterday and today, there were entire families killed. Today, there was a funeral of an entire family that had 5 children who were killed under shelling. Of course, the humanitarian situation is very bad. No medical help can access these areas. Not even ambulances. No Red Cross can get in. No Red Crescent can get in. So we're talking about a real bad situation.
And Lena, is there any sense that normal people's attitudes towards the Free Syrian Army are changing because of this? Because presumably the regular army is trying to take the areas where the Free Syrian Army, they feel, are powerful. So is there, are normal people at all, are they blaming the FSA at all for this backlash, or what's the attitude?
Of course, some people who have their families killed, they are going to start blaming the Free Syrian Army partially. But at the end of the day, they always keep saying that the regime is the main party that is responsible for these massacres and for shelling. The Free Syrian Army, even if they are fighting, we're not calling the regular army anymore. We're calling them Assad forces, because Assad has lost his legitimacy to rule the Syrian people. So, of course, there are fights between the Free Syrian Army and Assad's forces. However, Assad's forces are the forces that are using airplanes to shell civilian areas. And there is no justification for that. There's no justification. The Free Syrian Army today announced something. We have Tajammu' Ansar al-Islam Brigades, their spokesperson, Abu Mu'az. He appeared on TV and he said that the Assad's war, if we can call it war, or Assad's fight, is with the Free Syrian Army and the people who are armed. It is not a war with civilians. So they should stop using artillery shelling. They should stop using helicopter shelling, and bring the fight with people who have weapons, not with civilians. However, we didn't hear that from Assad spokespersons or from the national state TV. They keep saying that we want to fight the armed groups. Okay, you're fighting armed groups, so why are you shelling civilians? You didn't say that our fight is with the armed group, with the armed groups. It seems that their fight is with the whole Syrian people. So this is the real problem here.